Mishnah says, what about someone who makes a neder min ha-kovush? He makes a neder, he can't eat something that was pickled, that was kovush. So lachar is, ein osur ele min ha-kovush shal yorek. He's only osur with vegetables, because that's the main type of kovush, of pickling something. Sour pickles. So the Ran says, mishum dechivan diyoma ha-kovush, he said the hey, mashma ha-yidua, v'stam diyeriku. Stom it's a yerik vegetables, that's what you pickle. Kovush. So if you say min ha kovush means a special type of a kovush, you only mean tasa pickled or vegetables. What about if you say stam kovush sheni toyim? If you say stam you not can eat from anything that was pickled, then we say osa b'cholak fushim. Anything that was pickled, kovush, that means that you're well not pickle, that you sour it, that you soak it, something you soak in, so it's osa with anything. The Ran says, "Techivon sheskiru b'loy hay." Since you didn't say the hay, hayyidia, you just said kovush. So that means kol kovush b'mashma. Anything that's soaking is also. Hodiktani sheni toyim lav that lav. It's not because you added on sheni toyim. Just means because you didn't say the hay hayyidia. That's the Ran's first pshat. Then Taki has a second pshat. The Ran that no, it could be the pshat is since he added on to say sheni toyim. That's what here it means everything. Since he added on at the end and says, Kovush, Sheni Toyim, if he added on Sheni Toyim, that's what makes it mean all types of Kavushim. What about Min HaSholuk? Somebody says it's not going to eat from food that was HaSholuk, means cooked very well. So, Ein Osa Ela Min HaSholuk Shel Basar. He's only Osa with cooked meat, because the HaSholuk, the special type of cooking of Sholuk, means cooked very well, that goes on meat. What about somebody says sholuk sheni toyim? Even at the Ran says he doesn't say the hay. He just says sholuk, something cooked very well. Or else he says sheni toyim. Then we say also b'chol ashlukim. Anything that's cooked very well, you also eat. Hastam sholuk means anything cooked well. But if you say hasholuk, you mean the special sholuk that's meat. Omale ravacha brei de ravavi the ravashi. Ravacha, the son of Avi, yes, Ravashi, what's going to be the case if he said, Omar, de kovush, mai. He didn't say ha kovush, and he didn't say kovush, but he said de kovush, the dalit. What does the dalit mean? Is the dalit like a hay, or it's not like a hay? Or else he said, de sholuk. Does that mean the special type of the sholuk, which is only meat, or maybe not? Or else he says, de tzli, mai. He says, the roasted. What does it mean, the special type of a tzli, roasted with mainly roasted meat? Or does it mean any type of a tzli? My heichen mashma, what does it mean here? Tiboy, we remain by a suffix. We're not clear, what does the word duh? Is duh, dit tzli, duh kovush, like ha kovush? You mean the special type of a kovush, only yerokais? Or else no, it's like kovush, a normal thing. Anything is also to you, any type of a sholuk, any kovush. See you immobilized by a suffix. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be if somebody says a nisa neder of min hatzli? He's making a nisa neder not to eat from something that was roasted. But again, he says hatzli with the hay. So, ein osu ele min hatzli shabosar. He's only osu with roasted meat. He's the main type of roast we have is roasted meat. It's the only man to ask for roasted meat. Tivra Rebbe Yehuda. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. What about tzli sheni toyim? He says he's not going to eat from roasted things, then also b'chol atzliyim. Anything that was roasted, you also, at the Mishnah before. It's the difference if you say hatzli or without the hay. What about somebody says, min hamaliach? I'm making myself also, I can't eat from the salted thing. What's hamaliach? What's the special salted thing? And also ele min hamaliach shodag. Usually the main salted thing we have is salted fish. So you mean to ask yourself, you can't eat salted fish. What about if he doesn't say the hay? Pristan says, Meliach, Sheni Toyim, I can't eat from salted food. Then also, Mechol Amluchim, anything that's salted, you can't eat from it. You meant to ask any type of salted food. What about somebody says, Dag, Dogim, Sheni Toyim? A double ocean. Fish and fish I'm not going to eat. I can't eat from fish and fish. Dag, Dogim, Sheni Toyim. Then we say, also Behen, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim. He's also with all type of fish. Since he said a double ocean, He can't eat big fish and he can't eat small fish. Bein meluchem, bein tfolim. Whether the fish is salted or whether the fish is not salted. It's the chlal dag dogim. Bein chayim, whether eating them raw. Bein mevushalim, whether eating them cooked. All these is included in dag dogim. That the Ran says, dag dogim shenetoyim osib hen, bein delu bein tanim. Mishrim diyama tre lishni. Dag dogim, he says a double lashon here, it means all type of fish. The dag mash magodol. Mishum the nimkar b'fnei atzmoi. It's sold by itself. The dogim mash mektanim l'fishenim kor ela biyachad. Dogim mash meplural. So if you buy one big fish, it's called a dag. If you want to buy a lot of small fish, it's called dogim. So loshen of dag dogim means small and big. Huadin means any type, whether it's salted, unsalted, cooked or raw. But the Mishnah says the muta b'tris trufa. But you're allowed to eat chopped up fish. Mashma dag dog, it means if it's sholim, if it's whole. But chopped up fish, that you'll have to eat. Hu adin of a tzir, and it should be of a muris. You'll have to eat from the brine that comes out of it, and from the oil that comes out of the fish. Both these things are mutter, it's not bechlal dag dogim. Adiran says, tris trufa means dag dogol, dag godol, a big fish, torif, that was chopped up, dag dag, chopped up into small pieces. Mishamachi shari, mishum the dag dogim shleim mashma. The mashma full, a full whole fish. V'loy trufim, and not a chopped up fish. V'kol shchein shemuta b'tzir shodogim. Shul shumen ayotzim hem. For sure you'll not eat from the fat that comes out of the fish. V'kirvei dogim aravim boy. And you have some of the kishkes mixed up in the fat. Because that's not called a whole fish. V'kol shchein shemuta b'marayis. And for sure, you'll have to eat the brine. That means, shusham no shodai, that's the oil of the fish itself. Bulvat, just the oil of the fish. Vizuvi ain't so flame as zukatani. Saying not only this, but even this. Like Hura Pshita. Like not only, like once you say the first one, you know the other ones. But it means, zuvi ain't so flame as zukatani. Like not only can't you eat a chopped up fish, but for sure you can't eat just the brine or else just the oil. Because dag dog, it means a complete, the whole fish. What about Hanoider min hatzachna? Someone who makes an issa neder not eat a tzachna. So then we say also b'tris trufa. He's even also to eat chopped up fish. Because what does a tzachna mean? The Ran says tzachna means dogen ketanim harbe. Meluchim. It means a lot of small fish together is called tzachna. Now v'yesh miyem trufim. There are some of them that are chopped up. El sherubim shleimim. But most of the small fish are whole. Okatani, therefore it's learned, Techivan Sheshmem Trufin, since these small fish, some of them are chopped up, is also betris trufa. Therefore you also see the chopped up fish. But omiyo betsiro marayas, but the juice that comes out of the fish, that's your mutter. If he shain bem chatikha shel dag, because there's no piece of fish in this juice in the oil. Elishamna vikirbov. You only have either the oil of the fish, or else the care of the insides of the fish. So since you only acid tzachna, which means small fishes, true, they could be chopped up, but you have to have pieces of fish, and not a tzirum or rice. But what about hanoidim etris trufa? If you make an issa neder, they're not eat even chopped up fish, very small, then also betzirum or rice. Then taki yasa with everything, even with the juice that comes out of it also. So Ran says, nearly, l'shach l'mishni ochel l'yasa betzchna. That doesn't say, right? Yes, but that's the chiddush. He doesn't say why, but that's the chiddush. That if he asks himself with fish chopped up, so chopped up means it's not considered so much the pieces are there. They're like very, very small pieces. So what you mean to say is, anything that comes out of the fish, you mean tasa on yourself. So therefore you even usher on the juice, on the brine that comes out of the fish. Tamara says, Tanya will learn like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, dag sheni toyim. Somebody says he's not going to eat, can't eat a fish. Dag shenetoyim is also the gedolim, like the Ran said in the Mishnah. He's talking about one fish. When you talk about one fish by itself, the chur, you mean a big fish. So it means you can't eat big fish. But a muta b'ktanim, you're allowed to eat small fish. Because small fish you don't call a dag by itself. Yeah. What about somebody says dogo shenetoyim? I'm not going to eat from dogo. I'm not going to eat. Then we say yasta b'ktanim. Or mutter b'gedolim, Mashma doga means a small fish and not big ones. He's mutter to eat big fish. What about if he says dag doga sheni toyim? I won't eat dag and a doga. Then we say, he means to say also ben big derlum ben big tanim. He can't. He's also to eat whether it's a big fish or whether it's a small fish. He's also with both of them. That's the Chiddush Ran says. The light time don't say mahaderu to kohode be is only retracting himself. Like the mikara boy makes an ashra begdolim. Maybe at the beginning he wanted to make himself also with big fish. Or madag. Or the safe at the end maybe he had charota. He retracted. And hode be vio madogo. Kamashmla no the loyom ochi. Elamikuli yosanashi. He means to make himself also from both, from bigger, from small fish. But our core point himself, what we're saying is dag means a big fish. And doga means a small fish. Oh, malei rav papa labayo. So papa said to Abayo, mi mai de dag. Shein etayim godolu. How do you know that the word dag means a big fish? So you want to say the plastic says by yoina. Tichsiv it says by yaman. Hashem dag godol of lo yes yoina. Hashem prepared a big fish, a big whale, to swallow up yoina. So you see it says dag godol. Dag means a big fish. Fred Gemara no. For Yoksiv, the pasuk also says, "Vayispalel Yoinel Hashem Olakov Mimei Hadoga," says that Yoinel davened to Hashem from inside the fish. So you're telling me now, Doga means a small fish. Lachura Yoinel is swallowed up. You're swallowed up in a big fish. So you see, the word Dog also means a big fish. So how can you tell me before that there's a difference that Dog means a big fish and Doga means a small fish? If you learn that from the pesukim of Yoinel, they both mean a big fish. Tomorrow says, oh, Lakash, that's not such a kasha. Dilma may be palte da godol, or bole da cotton. That's true. First Hashem prepared a big fish for him that swallowed him up. But maybe the big fish spit him out, and then a smaller fish swallowed him up. Depends how small he is, but whatever it is, bole da cotton. So it could be that Yoina Davin from inside the fish was inside the small fish. So it could be this one be a kasha. El the kashmir is like this. The pasuk says in Chumash, "V'hadoga asher b'yor mesa," says that by the makis that the dog asher b'yor by dam that the fish of the yor also died. So lechura, you want to tell me the pasuk means ketanim mesu gedolim lemesu? You want to tell me that only the small fish? When the pasuk says "V'hadoga asher b'yor mesa," you want to tell me dog only means small fish? There's no, it doesn't make any sense. Like if the yor changed into blood. So for all the fish died there, even the big fish also. So for you see the word doga means big fish. So Gemara says like this: Ela doga mashma gedolim mashma katanim. True, the word doga could mean both. It could mean big fish. It could mean small fish. In the psukim, it says the word doga by both. It could be big, could be small. But that's what our Mishnah, the Gemara before means is like this. Over the dorim though, the klal is holachach loshim b'nayadim. By Nedarim, though, we go the way people talk. And this is the way people talk. When people talk about one fish, they mean a big fish. And when they talk about small fish, they talk about a bunch of fish. Therefore, if you say dag, you mean a big fish. And if you say doga, dogim, then you mean a small fish. If you make an issa and they're not eat the small fish, so we say, then you're also with a chopped up fish, but you're still mutter with the brine, with the juice that comes out. Omar le revinu Ravashi. Omar hare yolai tzichin mai. Somebody said, it's also to me, ti tzichin. Lo bi dalocha. Ti boy, the Gemara applies by suffix, by a doubt. So Ran says, Omar alai tzichin mai. Mi misusa betzir of Marais. Is it even also with the brine, with the juice, the oil that comes out of the fish? Oiloi, maybe not. Why? The mishamachi mikri dogim ketanim kavushim tzachno. Small fish, small pickled fish is called tzachno. The smell comes out of it. Mloshem atal tzachnosoi. The boiler yom atzichin. The mashma rebuya mi mishtame beinam itzir marayas eloi. Tzichin mashma a lot of it. So maybe a lot of it means you're talking about true small fish. But since in the small fish, the reichai comes out of it, maybe you mean to include also in tzichin, you mean to include the juice that comes out of it also. That's the Gemara's Masupik. The person says, Lashon of Sichin, does Sichin mean even the juice that comes out of it also? Or maybe no, Tzili he only means Sachna, he only means the small fish. True, maybe even if it's chopped up. But if you don't have pieces of fish, you only have the juice, the brine that comes out of it, maybe that could be Mutter. So we have a suffix. What does the word tzichin mean? Mishnah says, ha'noider min ha'cholof. If someone makes this a neder, he can't drink milk. So halacha is mutter the kum. He's allowed to eat the water that comes on top of it. The way that the Ran says, kum ha'inu mayim ha'yotzim min ha'cholof. The current leisura. We call it whey. But then the juice that comes up on top of the milk. That's your mutter with. That's not part of milk. For Rabbi Yossi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's also also. The Gemara will explain what the machlokes is. What about someone that makes nitzah neder min hakum? You say, you're asking yourself, you can't drink the whey of the milk. Is mutter the cholov? You're allowed to drink a milk? Because that's not the lashem of the yadam. The Ran says, the form lishna matisa mashma. Or the Rabbi Yossi nama moidabho. Bryce and Gemara opposed. Gemara will say, no, Rabbi Yossi argues in this also. So we'll see in the Gemara what the machlokes is. Hakol ponim, milk is milk and whey is whey. Abishol says, ha'noidim min agavina. If someone makes this and neder, he can't eat cheese. Halacha is also bo bein melucha tfela. Whether the cheese is salted, like normal cheese is salted, whether the cheese is non-salted, still it's also. Says the Ran says, the loy tamer don't say, mevnei sheroi v'agvinas meluchas, because most of the cheeses are salted. Hein, stoma melucha, mashma. When he said gvina, he means salted cheese. Kamashmala, no. That unsalted cheese is also nichla on the word cheese. So when he says gvina, is even us to eat unsalted cheese. What about hanoide min abosar? Someone who makes an instant neder, he can't eat meat. He can't eat meat. So